Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph and Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis. Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph is going to be discussing a case where a person has a pile of tevel, a pile of produce that one needs to separate truma from, and decides, I'm going to separate some of the truma and meiser now, and I'm going to separate the rest later. However, this will only work if we assume that when you separate it later, that it's being separated from the tevel portion of these crops. As we learned in the first parak of Maseches Trumos, you're not allowed to separate truma or meiser from non-tevel. If truma or meiser was already separated from it, then you can't separate truma again at a later point from those crops. The question is going to be, if you have these crops, some of them had a truma and meiser separated on behalf of them, some of them already was taken, but there's still tevel, there's still part of it that isn't. So when I'm separating again in the future, am I separating from the tevel part of the crops, or am I separating from the non-tevel, from the part that already had truma and meiser taken on behalf of it? Says the Mishnah, Hamafrish miktas truma u'meiser. If a person separates some, a small amount, a partial amount of the truma or meiser, motzi mimenu truma alav. You do have the ability to separate truma again. You can finish off the separation from that pile, because we're assuming that when you're separating the truma again in the future from the same pile of crops, that you are assuming that you're separating from the tevel part of the crops, not the non-tevel part. If you're separating from the tevel, then that's perfectly fine. Of course you can separate from tevel. Aval, says the Mishnah, avalo lemakom acher. But you're not allowed to separate for other crops from these crops. Why? Because we're concerned that for this purpose, once I'm separating from something else, we're concerned, at least according to the Tanakhama, we're concerned that for this purpose, it's coming from the non-tevel part, which you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Meir says, Af motzi hu lemakom acher truma u'maisros. Rabbi Meir says, no, that even for the purpose of separating truma or maisros for another purpose, for another crop, for another group of produce, you are allowed to do that, because he assumes that you're still really separating it from the tevel part of the crop, not from the non-tevel part of the crop. And as the Bartonura points out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir Paskin, like the Chachanim, like the Tanakama. Namely, you're allowed, once you separate once, you can go back and separate the rest of the crops. We assume that the next separation is being done from the tevel part of the crops, but you cannot separate on behalf of other crops, because at that point we're concerned that you're separating really from the non the tevel part of the produce. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Now this Mishnah is going to be discussing a case where a person actually separates, in this case, either Meiser Rishon to the Levi or Meiser Ani to the poor person, and separates it beforehand. Before he knows which pile of Tevel he's separating from, he takes the saw, he takes the measurement of the Meiser Ani, and he gives it to the poor person. He takes the measurement of the saw of the Meiser Rishon and gives it to the Levi. And he says, keep it. But it doesn't retain, it doesn't become Meiser Ani or Meiser Rishon until he actually decides which part of Tevel, where are these being separated on behalf of. You're giving Meiser Rishon, that's great, but which Tevel is now no longer Tevel? Which pile of crops has officially had the Meiser Rishon or the Meiser Ani taken and separated on behalf of it? So before he decides which pile of crops it's being given on behalf of, he's giving them out to the poor person, or is giving it out to the Levi. Now the only real way for this to work is if the Meiser Ani or the Meiser Rishon still exists once he decides which pile of Tevel. Now finally he gave it to them. Now he decides, okay, it's this pile, great. But if it doesn't exist anymore, if let's say the Levi or the poor person ate it already, then it doesn't work. Then it's not going to be, then he's going to have to separate it again, because it only retains its status, it only becomes Meiser Ani or Meiser Rishon at the point that you decided which Tevel it's being given on behalf of. Says the Mishnah, Mishahayu Peirosa b'Megurif, a person has fruits in his storage room, V'nasan Sala ben Levi Usala Ani, and he gives a saw to a Levi, the Meiser Rishon to the Levi Usala Ani, and he gives the measurement of the saw, the Meiser Ani, to the poor person. Mafrish od shmona sin va'ochlin, says Rabbi Meir, that at that point you can separate 8 saw from the storage room of the fruits, and you can eat it, because we can assume, says Rabbi Meir, that which you already gave the poor person, that which you already gave the Levi, it still exists, and therefore it's no longer tevel. Separate the 8 saw, assume the Maaser Ani was already given out, the Maaser Rishon was already given out, and the crops that you have in your storage room are no longer tevel, because the Maaser was separated on behalf of it. The Chachamim disagree and say no. Eino mafresh elo lefi cheshbon, that you're only allowed to separate the crops and assume that the crops are no longer tevel if you know for a fact that the Maaser Rishon that you gave and the Maaser Ani that you gave still exists. So, for example, if you only know that half of the Maaser Ani and half of the Maaser Sheni and half of the Maaser Rishon exist, then you'd only be able to separate 4 sa'ah for yourself to eat, because you don't know about the rest of it, and you have to separate Maaser Ani and Maaser Rishon again. And as the Bar Tanura points out, we hold like the Chachamim, namely, that you can only separate, in this case, for your own food and eat the crops that you want, if you know for a fact that the Maaser Ani and the Maaser Rishon that you gave out earlier has still exists, is still in the hand of the Levi, and is still in the hand of the poor person. Quick review, Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph taught us that in a case, in a situation where a person separates some truma now or some miser now and gives the rest later, so that's fine. We assume that what you're separating came from the tevel part, and if it came from the tevel part, you're allowed to do that. But, says the Tanakhama, you can separate this pile, this truma, on behalf of any other crops that still require a separation, because there we're going to assume that it's being separated from the non-tevel part, not from the tevel part. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says no, that you can that even in a situation where you're separating on behalf of other crops, you would be allowed to do it, and that would allow you to separate the truma and maaser on behalf of them. But again, we pass like the Tanakhama, and you would not be allowed to separate from any other crops, but only from these crops that are in front of you now. And then Perek Daled at Mishnah Beis discussed the case where a person gives the Maaser Rishon and gives the Maaser Ani ahead of time, and there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding, do we assume that the Maaser Ani and the Maaser Rishon that you gave previously still exists, and therefore you can go into your storage room once you decide the Tevel that you want it to be given on behalf of, and then you can separate and point out which sections of the fruit are no longer Tevel because you already gave the Maaser Rishon, you already gave the Maaser Ani? And Rabbi Meir said that you can separate all of it. You separate it on behalf of 8 saw, of really 10 saw, and now you have 8 saw left. You can take those 8 saw and eat them. But the Chacham said no, that you're only allowed to separate at this point based on the fact that you know, and really based on the amount that you know, still exists. If the Maaser Ani and the Maaser Rishon, you know for a fact all of it still exists, then you can take the 8 saw and eat them. If half of them still exist, then only 4 saw can be taken, and so on and so forth. And we pass on like the Chacham again, namely, that you can only separate the amount of food to eat if you know for a fact that the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Ani they already separated still exists and still is in the hand of the Levi, or still is in the hand of the poor person. Have a great day.